You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
A good afternoon. Welcome in once again. It's Jimmy B and TC here with you on 1700 KBGG. For the next 2 hours, we'll talk the world of sports with you. For the next hour, more the general sense of things. And then coming up today at 5 o'clock, it's the Hawkeye Huddle. Dave Creighton Jr. along with Brett Ridge will stop by, talk everything happening in the world of Hawkeyes. But it's a Tuesday. That means Jimmy B still isn't working full time. He joins us on the phone line. Jimmy B, what's going on?
How did I know you were going to set me up for that one? Hey, everything will be good tomorrow, pal. Back in the studio. Everything will work out just great.
Well, maybe good for you. I kind of like the solo stuff a little bit more, but that's
I kind of thought you would.
Yes. Well, Jimmy B, we're a couple of days removed now. Really, this is probably the last day we can talk about the Super Bowl. There'll be things that come up from time to time, but you know, as you have another day to kind of look back upon it, we talked a lot yesterday about Nick Foles and his future, not just in Philadelphia, but as an NFL quarterback and what that's going to be. We find out at least a little bit more, a lot of rumors out there about Malcolm Butler and not playing in the game on the field during defensive assignments, only playing the one snap of special teams. Possibility maybe he was late, game plan didn't involve him, he got upset, hollering at the coaches. There's so many different things out there, but looking back upon it for the final time, Jimmy B, the Eagles are Super Bowl champions. Anything else that you wanted to hit before we turn the page from Super Bowl 52?
I would just like to say once again, what a terrific football game it was. You know, Trent, we've been treated the last several years now to terrific Super Bowl games. It's the way it's supposed to be. I know we went through a little bit of a time there where we did have some blowouts. Peyton Manning and Denver were routed in that game about, 4 years ago maybe? And, you know, it happens. But Sunday night's game was the way that you always envision a championship matchup, and it lived up to the hype. In fact, it more than lived up to the hype. And it was such an exciting game. I even went back and looked at highlights last night, just to kind of relive it a little bit. And you forget how many really good plays were made in that game. I mean, it was sensational by both sides, and I think the one thing that I will take away from it is, damn, I'm sorry that it's over, and we have to wait now till fall.
It will be a long time. So earlier today, Jimmy B, there's talk of who's going to open up the schedule for the Eagles next season. They will get the home opener. They'll be presented their rings. They will have that opening Thursday night. Great kickoff to the season. Of course, earlier this year, football season, we got to see the Chiefs go out there and beat up on the Patriots. That was an incredible game. So I got your options. The schedule, in a way, is out. We at least know the opponents of every team next season. We don't know the order. A schedule usually comes out in April is when we find out exactly how it'll run through here. But obviously, the three division teams that they face, they'll get at home this season, the Cowboys, the Redskins, and the Giants. So those are three options. Here's the other five teams, though, on the home schedule. Jimmy B, who would you like to see the Eagles play to start off the year? Along with the division mates, you also get the Colts are coming to Philly, the Texans, the Panthers, Falcons, and Vikings. I give it to you, Jim Brinson. You get to make the call to Roger Goodell. What are we getting game one next season?
Well, I would love to see them play the Cowboys in game one. But if you're giving me those particular five teams...
No, you can pick the Cowboys, too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to see them match up against Dallas. Because it is such a, the Eagles winning is such a shove in Jerry Jones's face. And with everything that has happened since Jones has owned the Cowboys and never getting there, after he got rid of the coaches and those Super Bowl teams, and it's been such a long drought, I would love to see Dallas matched up against Philadelphia on that opening Thursday night game. That, for me, that would be perfect.
I went there, too. I think it would be a ratings bonanza. Super Bowl's down a little bit. The official numbers coming out today from Nielsen. So we're seeing down just a little bit, and I think that's a perfect way to kick off the season. You know the Cowboys are ratings dynamo. You get them out there right away. National team to go along with the Eagles. I think it would be a great spectacle. Those NFC East games just are always so compelling. Even, I think, for us here in the Midwest, there's just something about those games. Yep. They remind me of growing up in the 80s and listening to Madden Summer All on the Call, cold late afternoon game in December, and you're watching that one with the division on the line. That, to me, I mean, epitomizes football. So I'd be happy with that. I'd go down the same line of thinking with you. You know, the Vikings, I know the Viking fans certainly would love another shot at the Eagles there in the opening game. I think it depends a lot, though, what happens at the quarterback spot. If you're NBC with that opening night game, do you want to try to sell Case Keenum? I think it's different. If Kirk Cousins signs there, even if it's Teddy Bridgewater, who they decide to hand the reins to, that's a compelling story. Case Keenum, on the other hand, it's not a guy that's going to move the needle a whole lot.
No. And that game, even though it would be the opener, I mean, it would still get big ratings because it's the opener. But it wouldn't be the blockbuster that Dallas and Philadelphia would be.
Huge. Atlanta, yes. Carolina. You know, I think Carolina could be pretty cool with Cam Newton. I think they could sell that if they're looking to go a little more off the beaten path. But regardless, you know, all the games I think would be pretty good. You know, even the ones, Andrew Luck, if you know that he's going to be healthy.
Houston gets Deshaun Watson back, too, so that makes a difference.
You got Atlanta, you got Matt Ryan. Really, any game that they pick here, even if it's the Redskins, you still have something that's pretty good, pretty exciting, but there's some better than others, and I think the best of the group certainly is the Cowboys. The other thing is, though, in a game like this that you know you're going to get good ratings for, do you want to use one of your national windows for the Cowboys in that one? Or save them for later, and that's a different discussion, certainly there. But always love that, Jimmy B, and we speculate what the schedule's going to look like. We're the primetime games, and that's always the first thing that you look at. Who's going to be playing against the Super Bowl champ on that opening night to kick off the year?
Absolutely, and look, it's a long ways off, and it's too bad. So I wish it would get here like, you know, next month. That would be perfect if they only gave them a month off and started up again. We are so spoiled, Trent, because we're a nation that just loves football, college and pro.
Well, unfortunately, Jimmy B, usually when we get past the Super Bowl, we got something to talk about on the local level as it pertains to men's basketball. And that is not the case this season.
Yep.
It just, tonight, Iowa's got Michigan State. And, you know, talking to people today, Jim, and over the last couple of days, it's almost a sense of dread. And Iowa's pulled upsets before against Michigan State, but the way they're playing defensively, how good this team is. It's one thing to beat up on a depleted Minnesota team. It's one thing to beat up a bad Wisconsin team at home. This is a completely different ball game tonight with Michigan State coming in.
I'm with you 100%. And look, I expect Michigan State to come in and take care of business. We still don't know yet about Jordan Bohannon, so what the latest is, if he's going to try to give it a go with the illness. But look, if they don't have Bohannon, that's 20 points gone right there from your offense. So from that aspect of it, I don't know how big a crowd they're going to get. Look, normally this game would be a sellout. Bad weather, bad team, not a good combination. So I don't know, Trent. Look, what's the line on this game? I haven't seen the official line yet today.
11.5 is the number.
Okay. Yeah. No Bohannon. You would think Michigan State would win this by 15-20. And so I just look at it as another loss for Iowa. Look, do we hope that they show up and give it a tussle and miraculously find a way to pull off an upset? Hey, at least we'd have the rest of the week to discuss it. But until you show me something, and they haven't really been able to do that except against really bad teams, that, you know, what can you expect? I hate being a Debbie Downer constantly, but unfortunately, that's the way the season has played out.
Yeah, you look at this team, and you know, every time you play Michigan State, you know you're going to have to deal with physicality. You're going to have to deal with the team that is going to get up on you. They're going to play you physical. They're going to bump you coming off screens. That's the way that they play. And then they're going to have some monsters inside. And you know, with Nick Ward and Jaren Jackson, who's been really good as a freshman, Miles Bridges, this is a big physical team. And it's not a matchup that works out well for Iowa. There are matchups that you can look at and say, okay. So to pull the shocker tonight, Jimmy B, Michigan State comes in averaging 83 a game. You're certainly it feels like you're probably going to have to hold them under that, don't you? Because Michigan State is good defensively. I don't see in this game Iowa going off for 85-plus points. You're going to have to win it probably in the 70s. You're still going to have to play well, but maybe not at a ridiculous level. And you got to play some defense. And at home, crowd revved up, 8 o'clock start, maybe you'll get something there. But, Jim, do you expect to see enthusiasm? We've seen that a few times, and it's happened a couple of times at home. Mm-hmm. At the very least, is this team, are they ready to compete?
I think that you'll see enthusiasm at the tip-off, and then if Michigan State gets out and jumps out to a 8-9, 10-point lead in the first 7-8 minutes of the game, I think you'll see heads start to hang already. I think it'll be that fast. Look, Kyler Cook is going to have an explosive game tonight down low on the block. He's going to have to dominate. Garza will have to have a solid game as well. You're going to have to get scoring from who on the outside? Is it going to be Boss?
Yeah.
Who's going to do that?
Has to be.
Has to be, right?
There aren't a whole lot of options there. Look, you need Tyler Cook to win his matchup with Jaren Jackson. Jaren Jackson, he's going to be a one-and-done guy. He will be back in, and he will go to the league after this season. Cook, a lot of times, he's able to beat guys with his size and athleticism. That's not going to be the case tonight. You need to be able to win that matchup. You need Luka Garza inside to be able to play physical with Nick Ward and push him off the spot. You need Nicholas Baer to play his best defensive game of the season. He's the best defender on this team, at least according to analytics. He needs to be that tonight against Miles Bridges. And you need a little luck. You need Michigan State to go 5-22 from three. You need to be able to at least hang around in rebounds. Is it impossible? No, it's not, Jim. We saw a Todd Licklider team beat Michigan State. So let's not go too. They're a 10-point dog. We're not talking about a 30-point underdog here. They're a 10-point dog. They're at home. Do I think it's going to happen? Absolutely not. But we will see it this evening. And more than likely, we'll reconvene tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and we'll be talking about another putrid effort out of the Hawkeyes.
I hate to say you can count on it, but Trent, you can count on it.
Jimmy B, you get back to doing your thing, all right?
All right, pal.
Two hours tomorrow. Can you do it?
I'll be in the weight room early, like noon, and then I'll be showered, cleaned up, and feeling really good. I'll probably ride the bike for a couple of minutes just to kind of really get my legs going, and then I'll be ready to go at 4 o'clock.
Jimmy B, one of your claims to fame is playing through, calling Michael Jordan his famous game, the flu game. Could this be the Jordan Bohannon flu game tonight? He goes out for 22-11, and we get the Jordan Bohannon game.
If something like that happens, and that takes place, and it is kind of like a flu game similar to that, look, that would... We would have plenty to talk about that would hold us the rest of the week, if indeed that is the case.
We will see. We will see. Jim, be good. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, pal. Thank you.
Jimmy B checking in from the road with us today. He'll be back with us tomorrow here from 4 until 6 o'clock. We got the Hawkeye Huddle. A lot more Hawkeye talk coming your way from 5 until 6 tonight, again with Dave Creighton Jr. and Brett Ridge. But next, we're going to be talking some Big 12 hoops, Cyclones, Jayhawks, and a whole lot more as Brian Goodman from Russia Court will be our guest on the other side. We'll talk some Big 12. Now, we've talked about these teams, and one thing that I keep coming back to is though this conference is incredibly deep, and we see the depth again over the weekend, Oklahoma State going in to Lawrence and getting a victory. Top to bottom, how good this league is. But does it have a national title contender? Does it even have a Final Four contender? We'll get into that with Brian coming up on the other side. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. The 2018 State Wrestling Tournament is coming to 1700 KBGG. February 15th through the 17th on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
For this evening, another round of light snow is possible, up to 1 to 2 inches of accumulation here in central Iowa, up to 3 inches of accumulation possible in southern Iowa with a low near 4 above 0. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, dry, and a high near 19. I'm Local 5 meteorologist Brandon Lawrence.
Dance to your own beat this Valentine's Day. Purchase $699 or more at Helzberg Diamonds and get a free Mega Blast waterproof speaker plus power-up charger with built-in Amazon Alexa, a $339.98 value. Helzberg quality, style, and selection make it easy to find that perfect something, and this incredible speaker makes it a blast. So hurry into Helzberg Diamonds and dance out with this unbeatable offer while supplies last.
When you run a growing business, you wear a lot of hats. The I ordered it hat, the Mr. Fix-It hat, the it's taken care of because I handled it yesterday hat, my favorite hat, my I received an order from Granger hat. I look my best in that one. Granger's got the products I need and gets me them when I need them, no matter what hat I'm wearing that day. You know what? I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Sponsored by Serta. It's the Serta President's Day event. Get a free box spring or save up to $500 on a Serta adjustable set. Visit SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta comfort today at Archer Home Center in Adel.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when 1 in 8 Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger may be closer to home than you think. It affects all kinds of people. Parents, students, families, like the Hardesty family. Even though they work full-time, they struggle to make ends meet. But with 3 children, giving up isn't an option. We help families like the Hardesty's every day. You might not know this family, but they could be your neighbors. Together, we can help ensure that all of our neighbors in need have dinner on the table. Donate today at foodbankiowa.org. We're the Food Bank of Iowa, and together, we can solve hunger.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online washersystems.com.
If you're looking for ways your company can give back to the community, get involved with the ARL. Offer employees a day of wearing jeans with the Denim for Dogs program, or place an ARL donation bank at your counter, or sponsor a dog cutout and encourage visitors to take selfies with the dog. Visit the Get Involved section at ARLiowa.org to learn about more ways your company can support the animals at the Animal Rescue League.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. 2 locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Jimmy B done for the day. Trent kind of running solo the rest of the hour. Then it's the Hawkeye Huddle with Dave Creighton Jr. and Brett Ridge. Right now, not talking Hawkeyes, though. No, talking Cyclones and the Big 12 as a whole, as we welcome in Brian Goodman from Rush the Court, the Big 12 writer over there as he joins us today. Good afternoon, Brian. How are things down in KC?
We're doing well. Still in a little bit of a cold snap, but not too bad, all things considered. But there's also plenty going on the hardwood, too. So, it's great.
Yeah, it's certainly a good time to be a Big 12 fan. Depth of this conference, and Brian, you know, we've talked every couple weeks throughout this season, non-conference. We saw the wins, SEC Big 12 Challenge, a little bit different, but overall, you know, the depth of this conference, it's been incredibly good. And I think a perfect example is what we saw over the weekend: Oklahoma State going on the road to beat Kansas. Okie State predicted to be 9th, 10th in the league this year, and though they've had their struggles, overall, you can't sleep any day in this league. And a perfect example, I mean, it wouldn't have been a huge shocker if the roles were reversed and Oklahoma State was at home in this one. But for the Cowboys to go in, beat Kansas in Lawrence, I know there's some trepidation about this squad, certainly right now with the Jayhawk fans, but it just shows you how deep this conference is. Iowa State went into Lawrence, almost won themselves, about a month back?
Yeah. Kansas has some struggles right now, and I use that word, you know, got to be kind of careful with it because this is still, just based on history, you know, it's still their conference to lose, and but there are, you know, definitely some weaknesses, and I think a lot of it just comes from the depth, which we knew would be an issue, you know, coming into the season with Billy Preston's eligibility issue. He's not going to be with the team. You know, that word came down a couple weeks ago. And also, you know, they had to kind of fast track Silvio DeSosa, and he, with, you know, no offense to him, but he looks like a guy who was plucked from high school a month ago, just not being able to give the Jayhawks any quality minutes. And then, you know, yesterday, you know, Bill Self announced, I think it was during his weekly radio show, that he'd be shaking up the starting lineup. So they aren't in, you know, a prolonged slump or anything, but the sense of urgency is definitely, you know, setting in, at least for Bill Self, who is as, you know, demanding of his players as anyone, you know, in the country.
Brian, we've heard him throw around some terms this year, speaking of squad, you know, the softest team that I've ever coached, and things like that. Maybe a little bit hyperbolic, trying to push the right buttons. I get all that here, but as you watch this squad, what is off? Outside of the depth, it doesn't have that same feel. They're still more than likely, if not with the Caron outright, probably going to have a share of the title. I'd still certainly be putting my money on them if I was betting right now. But it doesn't feel like the Kansas we're used to, even as they sit at 18-5, 7-3 in the conference. Why is that?
It's a lot of things. You know, their perimeter defense hasn't been very good at all. And like you said, you know, normally, you know, Bill Self likes to use the bench as a teaching tool, but now guys are having to play through their mistakes, you know, for the most part, because there's just no one else to turn to. And Devontae Graham has just been, you know, taxed, you know, so much. And I think he was also, you know, dealing with a little bit of a shoulder issue. Udoka Azubike down low doesn't have much help. And also, has been, you know, not 100% in the health department lately either. And it just, it just kind of compounds itself, because when the perimeter defense isn't that great, that means you're relying more on Azubike to be that left-handed defense and sort of, you know, vice versa. So because if teams were to stop attacking him because he's, you know, such a force, then, you know, maybe the perimeter guys would have a little bit of an easier time, but neither of those things are happening, and I think that's sort of why you find Kansas in this funk here, and they haven't had too many guys to turn to in the low post either, and we saw that when Oklahoma fouled Azubike, I think it was like four times down the stretch there, and so there's there's a lot out there for teams to kind of poke at and to try to get the best of Kansas, but again, it's still there's still the if you had to bet, I think I would still put it on Kansas to win this thing, because it seems like every year they're able to pull it off, win games they have they don't have much business winning, and combine that with some of the teams at the top. You know, you guys saw Texas Tech. Iowa State beat them a couple weeks ago. So it's a combination of them kind of squeaking out some of the games that they don't tip, that other teams typically don't, and other teams kind of slipping up where they usually shouldn't.
This Kansas team on the defensive end. So I was going through Ken Pom earlier today. I went back a decade. I didn't see a team rated as bad defensively as this group is. And you go through Devontae Graham, certainly not a plus defender. Svi is a minus defender. Even LeGerald Vick, he can be good on the ball, but he gets lost at times. Newman, I don't think he's a very good defender. That's the part that I miss with this squad. Is it just quickness or smarts out there on the perimeter? Because Kansas, yeah, we love talking about the offensive guys and piling up points and the system that they run and what Bill Self gets out of them. But defensively, they've been so good every single year. What they can do on the perimeter, that's what I keep coming back to, is they just seem so different on that end of the floor.
Yeah, they do, and that's kind of where depth goes also, because you can't be as aggressive when there's only one or two guys behind you on the bench. You have to be careful about to avoid foul trouble. And then, of course, when you're playing out, there's so much you can get a little bit worn out just over the course of a game. And so I think that's playing a role too. I do think Steve Mikhailuk's perimeter defense has come along a little bit, but he still has, those lapses. So it's definitely unlike any other Kansas team that I can remember watching in my time following this conference.
Talking with Brian Goodman right now from Rush the Court on the Big 12. Taking a look at the Jayhawks first. Well, last night we were entertained, certainly. Trae Young in Oklahoma going up against West Virginia. Mountaineers now, after that rough stretch where they lost 4 out of 5, including getting throttled against Iowa State a week ago, they bounce back, they beat K-State, throttle them, and then get the win at Oklahoma. Are we ready to say the Mountaineers are starting to build themselves back into the team we anticipated they were going to be?
I think they're closer. It seemed like their main issues during the skid were sort of issues that are always kind of bubbling under the surface with West Virginia. You know, if you can make them play half-court offense instead of, giving up the ball, if you can be assertive on the defensive glass against them, you'll usually be okay. But those things are usually easier said than done. But the teams that beat them recently were able to do that. And then they turned those around. Their last two outings against Kansas State and then last night against Oklahoma, and they go back to winning. So I think it's just as simple as that for West Virginia. Now, I think their skid was a little bit too long for them to be able to make up the ground as far as contending for a Big 12 title. But, yeah, if we're talking about getting back to something like a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament, I think that's something that's still on the table.
Mentioned Kansas State getting beat by West Virginia. They got Texas on tap next on the road. For the Wildcats, their numbers aren't nearly, when you look at RPI, top 50 wins, the new Group 1 victories that the NCAA is classifying their different wins in. You know, their resume isn't nearly as strong as some of the other teams there in the middle, like a Texas, like Oklahoma, like even TCU, who's a game behind them in the standings. Kansas State got work to do, certainly, in front of them. You concerned with the Wildcats right now?
Maybe just a little bit. I think 500 is probably the magic record that gets them into the NCAA tournament for league play, and that's probably what it's going to come down to, because they did so little in non-con play, or I guess rather that they didn't really play anyone of note. So when you do that, this is the second year in a row that Bruce Weber has kind of set his team up this way, set up the schedule this way. You don't leave yourself too much, to fall back on if things, fall apart. Now they've, aside from the kind of West Virginia blowout, they had gotten back on the right track. But this team is, it'll still go only as far as Dean Wade and Barry Brown will take them. Though they have gotten some interesting minutes out of Cartier Jara, who's a freshman who came in when Kamau Stokes went down, and I think Stokes is getting kind of back in the swing of things, but we'll see kind of what they decide to do there as far as divvying up the minutes.
Brian, to the local level in Iowa State and the Cyclones, we all felt, most everybody, that this was going to be a rebuilding season. There's an early season loss to UW-Milwaukee, and it's like, oh, this team's going to be awful. And then they run off 9 straight, and maybe they got a chance. And then conference play begins, and they get off to an 0-4 start. But there's been glimpses. You mentioned that win that they had against Texas Tech, the win last week against West Virginia. In a rebuilding year, in a very good Big 12, it's certainly probably not the season you want to have a rebuilding year. But hope for the future when you look at this Cyclone roster, both what they have coming back, the transfers that'll be eligible next year, the incoming freshman class. Do you just see this as a one-year dip for Iowa State, or do you have more concerns going forward?
I don't think it's going to get any worse than this. And again, not that it's terrible right now. It's just the conference is so good. We'll see what Wendell Wigginton does, because I think that could have some implications down the road for exactly what we can project out of them moving forward. But we're starting to see them come around a little bit. And I know Wyler Babb being out kind of shifts things around too. But I think, yeah, like you said, you look at, Mario Shayok going to be eligible next year. And, we'll see if the ultimate upside is, on par with what Hoiberg was able to deliver in his last couple seasons, or if it's just something that's a little more just kind of consistent, make the tournament every other year-ish, something like that. But this is still a pretty intriguing situation to follow.
Brian, wrapping up here, and I know we talked about this a little bit more, but as we get deeper into the season and you look across the college basketball landscape, Villanova's been good. We've seen Virginia be really good. Purdue continues to win. But then after that, there does appear to be a pretty big gap. And I maintain, I just see these issues with these teams cropping up. West Virginia in the half court, the defensive things we talked about with Kansas, on and on and on, where I like all these teams, and the depth of the conference is very good, but I'm not sure, not only is there a national championship contender, I don't know if there's a Final Four contender out of this group to win 4 consecutive games. Trae Young, can he play well for 4 straight games to get to a Final Four? That's a steep hill. But maybe, just maybe, because of the depth of this conference and how good it is, and you can't have nights off, maybe that will lead to, when they get into the NCAA tournament, it will be different because, well, you're not beating your head against the wall against the same type of things. How do you look at it as we get ready? It's still a month away, I get, before March Madness, but when you look to the future?
Yeah, I think it's going to be as intriguing a tournament as we've seen for the reasons you brought up. I'll be watching games just any given weeknight, and occasionally you'll see someone come in with a take that's like, oh, this team doesn't look like a second weekend team, or this team doesn't look like a Final Four team. And then you just look at everyone else, and it's like, well, who is final? Like, by definition, there have to be 4 Final Four teams. There have to be 16 Sweet 16 teams, and so I kind of get it that it's tough to foresee any of the, you think of, you know, your top five teams and you think, okay, they seem like a decent bet to at least get to the Elite Eight. And of course, anything can happen. There's still, I think, a, you know, hierarchy, but you know, all those teams at the top are just as vulnerable as it seems like the 10 teams behind them are. So that's what's really going to make this one interesting. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun for the game, too.
It will be, no doubt. Hey, Brian, looking forward to our conversations here through the month of February and into March. Brian Goodman, RushTheCourt.net. What do you have over at Rush the Court right now? What are you working on?
Yeah, so probably taking a look, a little bit of a deeper look at Kansas maybe. You know, what I had most recently last week was a little bit about West Virginia, you know, just as they were just before they started kind of getting out of their funk. So maybe taking a look at them again. There's you know, there's no shortage there in this league. So we'll have something up there soon. And, you know, our guy Chris Stone will also you know, continue to contribute. He's got some great stuff, usually on Fridays. Just looking at, it's a little more analytic minded, but still some very interesting things, you know, for people who, whether you know, you're into that angle of the game or not, because he does a great job of kind of relating it to kind of all facets. So just be sure to keep an eye out, and, you know, we'll have some things going up there usually a couple times a week.
Good stuff. Hey, thanks for your time today, Brian.
All right. Thanks, Trent.
Brian Goodman joining us, rushthecourt.net. That's where you can go. Every conference covered at the major level, the Big 12 side of things, were in by Brian and his great group. Good stuff. rushthecourt.net. We'll come back here on the other side. We're going to shift from basketball back to some football, put a cap on the Super Bowl, and look forward to free agency. It's Ryan Van Bibber. He'll join us next as we take you up until 5 o'clock. Then the Hawkeye Huddle right here on 1700 KBGG.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
You can help plant the seeds of hope in the Heartland. Imagine how an at-risk child's life can change when one small act of kindness leads to an entirely different path. Wildwood Hills Ranch is transforming the lives of at-risk children, one heart and one child at a time, through year-round character, leadership, and teamwork training. Frederick Douglass was right. It is better to build strong children than repair broken men. Help forge a path by sponsoring an at-risk child today. Learn more by visiting wildwoodhillsranch.org.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Now at Menards. Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Dakota pre-finished decorative shelving is perfect for any kitchen, office, or living room. 11 3/4 inch deep, 4 foot long pre-finished shelving has four finished edges and is available in five finishes, 622 each after 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through February 10th. 11% savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Saddle up the family and head out to Pizza Ranch for lunch or dinner. Our menu includes pizza, the country's best chicken, and a full buffet. And don't forget about our favorite cactus bread dessert topped with ice cream. We've got it all with a variety of crust, sauces, and toppings. Pizza Ranch has legendary pizzas that'll tempt your taste buds. Stop by our Altoona, Newton, Urbandale, and Waukee locations today to try our mile-long buffet or our new limited-time-only sweet chili pizza. Come try it all. Kids even eat free on Tuesdays. Also, don't forget, if you're having a party, event, or meeting coming up, there's no better answer for feeding a bunch of hungry people than catering with your favorite pizza and chicken from Pizza Ranch. We're growing our to-go and catering in the metro and are offering an exciting new $6 take-two carry-out deal. Stop into any of our Pizza Ranches today for carry-out or call us today for delivery. Pizza Ranch is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Pizza Ranch gift certificates to use at the Altoona, Newton, Urbandale, and Waukee locations for only $25. Get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700 KBGG.
Indeed.com.
The 2018 Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament is coming to 1700 KBGG. Catch myself, Trent Condon, on the call Thursday, February 15th through the state championships on Saturday, February 17th. We'll keep you up to date with play-by-play of all the local wrestlers from across Central Iowa. Tune in to 1700 for the State Wrestling Tournament on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG. The state tournament is pinned to you by Whitey Exteriors. For roofing, siding, interior, exterior, and painting needs, make it Whitey Exteriors.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
All right, Trent Cotta back with you here. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Got the Hawkeye Huddle coming your way from 5 until 6, but right now we're talking NFL. One of our favorites on the NFL beat, Ryan Van Bibber from SB Nation. He was in Minneapolis. It took an extra day, but he's back home in St. Louis. What's going up, Ryan?
Hey, man. How are you?
Doing pretty well here. So, well, you got stuck in Minneapolis for another night. Is that what happened?
Yeah. So, an extra day to soak in the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl atmosphere. The airport had a little trouble on Monday with the weather, parts of the country with the weather and and the crowds. And so it was an extra day. It was all right. So.
Well, not going to complain, certainly. I completely understand that. So you're back home, and now with a couple of days to look back upon it, just some final thoughts from the Super Bowl. Obviously, yesterday, a lot of talk about the game, but your big takeaway, as you look back upon Super Bowl 52, what will you remember most?
It was just a great game. It was a lot of fun to watch. I mean, I've had some conversations with folks who, you know, they're fans of defensive football a little bit more, and then that's fine. I get that. We all have parts of the game we like and dislike, but I know that there wasn't a lot of defense, so to speak, for anyone who likes to see that part of the game, but yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, you know, it's, I thought with 2.5 when the Eagles scored that last touchdown and then the Patriots got the ball back with 2 minutes and 15 seconds and had a timeout and a 2-minute warning in their pocket, I thought we were in for another Tom Brady comeback. And then Brandon Graham made that strip sack, and that was a pretty amazing moment.
It was, and to see Brady in that light where I think we were all waiting, it felt like it was inevitable. It was going to happen. He was going to get it done. But alas, the Eagles are Super Bowl champions. Now a decision to be had. What do you do with the quarterback, the MVP, Nick Foles?
Well, I think if you're the Eagles, you listen to the offers that come in, because there probably will be a few. But you know, they've got him under contract for 2018. And, you know, with Carson Wentz still on his rookie contract and Nick Foles on, you know, it's one of the more expensive backup quarterback contracts, but it's not unmanageable by any means. I think they ought to hang on to him. I mean, you know, you saw the value of, you know, having a good insurance at quarterback this year. Now, if, you know, if the Eagles had Brian Hoyer or some of the Chad Henne or some of the other backup quarterbacks we've seen play in the NFL a lot this year, then I don't think that they would have been Super Bowl champs or even in the Super Bowl. So, you know, I think if they don't have to make a move, they should just sit on their hands when it comes to Foles.
Yeah, who makes a call like that? And what would it cost? A second rounder, a first, a couple of threes? I mean, give us a baseline. It just, it feels like Nick Foles, system quarterback, that gets thrown around a lot more, not at the NFL level, but down at the college level. Is it something where if you're going out for Foles, you got to go in and know that we're going to have to vamp with what we do? And what would the cost be?
Yeah, you know, the cost, I think, to me is, I mean, you don't get less than a second-round pick for him. Not after. I mean, he won a Super. He's a Super Bowl MVP now, and I know that a lot of that has to do with the offense that, you know, the coaching staff in Philadelphia created for him. To their credit, and I understand that you can't just plug him into any offense and any team in the NFL and expect the same kind of performance. But I mean, there's not much more of a bona fide than you can get than Super Bowl MVP in the for a quarterback in the NFL. You know, that's there's no better feather in your cap. So that's something that teams are going to have to factor into the cost if they want to acquire him. I don't think it'll happen. I kind of think it might, you know, teams might wait and see what happens with the rest of the quarterback market maybe before they pull a trigger on Foles, or maybe as they get closer, maybe it's a draft week kind of trade situation where a team that wants a quarterback isn't, you know, has spent some time with the guys in the draft and isn't satisfied with what they could bring, or they feel like they're, you know, a little bit more ready to compete in the 2018 season than to have to spend time developing a first round pick. So, you know, that's probably a team like that. But you got to get a team that does, you know, that play action passing game. I mean, that's his bread and butter. Obviously, you saw a lot of that in the Super Bowl. They were very effective with it. And, you know, they do some other things, RPOs. They have a really creative offense. There's no doubt about that. And they also have a lot of talent. I mean, that offensive line is damn good. I mean, they can block anybody. And, you know, the reason you didn't see a lot of defense in that Super Bowl, because you had really outstanding offensive lines on both teams. And the Eagles have great weapons for a quarterback. You got Alshon Jeffrey, you got Zach Ertz, you've got a stable of running backs you got guys that do a little bit of everything, and you got guys that can kind of play roles in that system. So, you know, you want to have a complete team, I think, if you're going to bring in a quarterback like Foles or even some of the other guys out on the market.
All right, so another quarterback, Kirk Cousins. I've told you before, I'm a proponent of Minnesota going out, spending the money and bringing him in and taking your shot with the group that you currently have. But then I hear a story, and I just heard it. I didn't read it, so maybe you could help it out here. Is there really talk of Washington putting the franchise tag on him again? What's going on?
Yeah. Weirdly, Schefter reported that. And, like, you know, the reason it kind of went on the radar, well, you know, he reported it Sunday morning, and, you know, everyone was kind of focused on something else on Sunday. So, but yeah, I mean, I suspect, you know, given where we've seen Redskins rumors come out in the past, I suspect that's probably from somebody in Dan Snyder or Bruce Allen's camp. Usually they're kind of one and the same. But, it's that politics of, you know, we think we can recap money, we can recoup money for him, and if we tag him, we can trade him and get, you know, draft picks in return. It's crazy. I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, that would be, you know, that's a game of chicken you just can't afford to play. You're talking about $35 million in one quarterback, and then you've got the deal for Alex Smith on top of that. They can't afford to do that. They have too many other needs to fill on that team than to have, you know, $40 or $50 million tied up at the quarterback position next year.
What an inept organization!
It's a joke.
I mean, you look at Philadelphia now, champions. The Giants have had success even in down years. You're always confident that they're going to be able to figure their way out of it. And the Cowboys, we can have fun with Jerry Jones, but it's nothing like what Daniel Snyder and company has going on there in Washington.
No, it's really one of a kind. I mean, you have to work to be that bad in the NFL.
Yes, and they've done a good job of that. So if Cousins isn't franchised here, who are you putting your money on? Where do you think he's going to end up? What's the latest?
To me, it's the Broncos are the team that make the most sense. I mean, you know, they've had that's the only success they've had with quarterbacks is bringing in a guy that's kind of established and you know what you're getting out of them. They have not done well at developing quarterbacks. We've seen that, you know, time and time again now since Elway's taken over that team. So be smart, spend the money, and just invest in a quarterback. I mean, that's going to, you know, they're going to have to make sacrifices at other places on the roster, but, you know, Denver's done a really good job at filling in the rest of the talent on the roster with the draft and smart free agent signings. So, you know, take your chance on the quarterback and spend the money. I mean, I think there'll be a bidding war, though. Don't be surprised. I mean, you know, the Browns are a team that could get involved in this if they'll have him. The Cardinals are another team that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they make some phone calls for it. The Jets even could be in the mix here. They need a quarterback. So, you know, with I think that's the Kirk Cousins deal is going to set the market. And I think once we get a sense of what kind of contract Kirk Cousins is going to get, then the other quarterback dominoes will start to fall.
Well, we love the quarterbacks, but what other free agents are you keeping an eye on? You know, off the radar, maybe names that aren't quite as household that could shift a team or shift a division. What are some of the names that are down that pecking order a little bit that you're going to be keeping an eye on?
I don't know. I mean, it'll just be interesting. It's always hard because you go through that franchise tag period first, and the guys that on the top of the list always end up. But this is really, I mean, this is the year for the quarterbacks. I mean, this is where it's going to be. You know, that we haven't had, I mean, none of them are Peyton Manning, you know, in 2012 or anything like that, but we haven't had a year where there have been this many viable starting quarterbacks on the market in a long, long time. And I think that could really shake things up this year.
That should be a good one. Well, you are back home safely, and we're happy to get a little time with you today, Ryan. Get some rest. What was your favorite part of your trip to Minneapolis?
Oh, I don't know. It was all great. I mean, obviously, it's hard to beat that game. I mean, you know, if you're going to go to a Super Bowl, you couldn't have done much better than that one. I think it's some of those 90s ones I watched growing up as a kid. Just, you know, you growing up thinking that the Super Bowl was the most boring game of this football season. And we've been lucky. That hadn't been the case for the last 5 or 6 years now. So that was obviously Minneapolis is great. It's a great city. I mean, I'm not a big fan of cold weather, but people there are super nice, and they were warm and welcoming and accommodating. I mean, I think it was Minneapolis can pat itself on the back for a job well done there.
Good stuff. Hey, Ryan, good catching up with you. I'm sure we will ring you a time or two with free agency right around the corner. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Ryan Van Bibber, SB Nation, joining us here on Jimmy B and TC. Hour number one in the books. We got another hour to go. It'll be the Hawkeye Huddle. Dave Creighton Jr. here's raring to go. And Brett Ridge, I assume, will be here momentarily. We will come back and find out to kick off the 5 o'clock hour right here on 1700 KBGG. The 2018 State Wrestling Tournament is coming to 1700 KBGG. February 15th through the 17th on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
I light the night for my dad.
I light the night for my daughter.
I light the night to end blood cancer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night brings together survivors and supporters to bring light to the darkness of cancer and to help fund life-saving research. About every 3 minutes in America, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Advances made in blood cancer research are leading to treatments for many cancers and other serious diseases. Help light the path to cures. Join Light the Night today.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Sponsored by Serta, it's the Serta President's Day event. Get a free box spring or save up to $500 on a Serta adjustable set. Visit SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta comfort today at Archer Home Center in Adel.
Napa Know How.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its superior durability, capacity, and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium Battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 2/28/18.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, communities, and hope. So donate, shop, and volunteer at your nearest ReStore on East Euclid or in Urbandale.
Your home for you and I basketball is right here, 1700 KBGG.
It's stolen away. McLeod's got it for you and I. Juwan for Brown. He'll throw it inside to Pick. He laid it up and in.
Catch every Panther basketball game home and away on 1700 KBGG with a call from Gary Rima. And the head coach for the Panthers, Ben Jacobson, joins Jimmy B and TC each Monday at 5:15.